Hello there. Welcome to the Bright Leaders Preschool Podcast, where we partner together to build lasting faith by helping kids belong to God and His kingdom, believe in Jesus as Lord and Savior, and become like Jesus and walk in His ways. We're so glad you're joining us.
Welcome, Disciple Makers. I'm Allegra Collins. And this month, we will be learning about the biblical theme that God is the creator. Because God created everything, it all belongs to Him. He provides and protects because it's all His. Someone once said, there is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, mine. Because that is true, we can trust Him in everything. In Psalm 24:1, David recognized this. Well, and said this in Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein. This month's unit title is Beginnings. This whole month's theme is focused on celebrating the big inning as God created everything from the very beginning, and it's God's story. Just like every baseball game starts with the first pitch, everything in creation begins with God. Through our stories this month, kids discover that God designed the world, made people with purpose, and has always had a plan. Every beginning comes from God. You can check out our Pinterest page for more decorating ideas on this theme. Today's Bible story is creation and comes from Genesis 1. In the very beginning, only God existed. The world was empty and formless. God created everything just by speaking. He made light and dark, water and sky, land, seas, and plants, the sun and the moon, fish, birds, and land animals. Finally, God made people in His image. God looked at all of creation and called it good. He rested on the seventh day. God made the whole world and everything in it, and He rules over it today. Now, in teaching this Bible story, there's a few words we have defined in our preschool glossary. The first word is holy, and you can share with a preschooler that this means to be set apart and perfect. The next word is image, which is to reflect God's character and to be like Him. Our bright idea for this week is that God is the creator of everything. And this Bible story points back to Jesus, and that the Bible teaches us that Jesus created the world and He holds all of it together. He rules over everything that has ever been made. He is powerful and awesome, and He loves each of us. He is our creator. Now, the framework that we want kids to remember this Bible story is in the He, we, and me. He is what we want a preschooler to walk away remembering about God. We want them to know that God is a creator. We, how does this affect them as a whole group? God created us. And then the me, how does this Bible story apply to them and their life and their faith? God created me. Now let's take a look at this month's memory verse, which comes from Colossians 1:16 and says, "For by Him all things were created." What a beautiful verse. I'll read it one more time for us. Colossians 1:16. "For by Him all things were created." The big question we will be asking and answering this whole month is, who made everything and rules over everything? God. And our preschool perspective for this week is to be all in. Lifeway Research reports that 66% of teenagers leave the church for at least a year, and less than one-third return. When we combine this with the challenging culture our kids are growing up in, it's clear that we have a serious responsibility. The world is different. The culture shaping our kids today is no longer naturally Christian. Secular ideas are the dominant influence, making it even more critical that kids learn to follow Jesus from the earliest years. Kids need a faith that lasts. As a church, we must move beyond ministry focused only on fun games and events. resilient preschool discipleship intentionally helps kids belong to God's kingdom, trust Jesus as Savior, and begin learning to live like Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. What can you do? Be all in. This generation needs you. Your role matters. Show up prepared, invested, and committed to shaping young hearts for Christ. Every story, prayer, and act of love plant seeds of faith that can last a lifetime and help form and shape lasting faith in Jesus. Our Navigating a Broken World for this week is Science and the Bible. According to research, 40% of Americans believe that science proves the Bible isn't true. As kids are exposed to this common misconception, know that science and the Bible are not enemies. Science studies the law of the universe, which was created by God. Preschoolers may ask questions about how everything works, how the world was created, and everything in it. Encourage kids that everything, even science, points to the creator of all things, God. Scientific discoveries change, but the Bible never does. When there seems to be a conflict between what science discovers and what the Bible says, we can trust that God's word will always prove to be true. Other great resources include A Case for a Creator for Kids and 100 Devotions for Kids about God and Science.
You got this, Disciple Makers. Thank you for joining us today. Remember, every story you tell, every song you sing, every high five you give is important. You're helping to build the foundation of a preschooler's faith. Keep leading faithfully and making those little disciples. We'll see you next time.